Where did you get that? It's Bring Back My Bonnie. I don't remember who sang it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, it could be anybody singing it. It sounded like Dr. Seuss or something. I don't know. But yeah, it's a yellow 6-inch. And it was better than your yellow 6-inch, I must say.
It was not.
It was too.
No, it was not. Daffy Duck was great.
Yeah, you're right.
You guys say 6-inch records are both great.
I love the fact that they're yellow. I wonder. I don't know if they came in any other colors. I had one of those little portable record players where we'd play those all the time. I don't think we kept any of the albums, but they were great. So who is it?
The Sandpipers. What? It's Golden Records. Was yours on Golden Records, like those little golden books?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, well, that's what this one is, too. That's who's behind the yellow 6-inch 78s, apparently. The Sandpipers with Mitchell Miller and Orchestra. Huh, okay.
Oh, Mitchell Miller.
Not Mitch Miller, Mitchell Miller.
I said Mitchell Miller.
Oh, do you know who that is?
No.
Oh, okay.
Because I thought it was Mitch Miller.
Well, there is a Mitch Miller.
But I said Mitchell Miller.
Mitch Miller.
Mitch Miller, Mitch Miller, Mitch Miller.
Now, the other side of Bring Back My Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean is Scruffy the Tugboat.
Aww.
Maybe we could get into Scruffy the Tugboat later.
I would like Scruffy the Tugboat, but I want to play it with Copacabana or whatever that song is.
Kokomo.
Broadcasting from Foothill College, this is KFJC, Los Altos Hills. You are listening to... Go ahead. Snap,
Us.
Crackle, Pop,
Goes the Vinyl.
And this is Jersey Girl and Max Level. And our fearless Hemorrhoid the Leader. Fearless because he's giving points without any thought of any repercussions from the people on the other side of the board from him.
Yes, no recrimination, no repercussion.
We never promised that.
Can we beat him up? If
never
if
promised you a rose garden.
Oh, please.
You can try.
Yeah, so that last thing, I mean, that was a great example of Snap, Crackle, Pop because it was just full of that stuff.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Kids. Well, this is another example, I believe. we'll see. Play it. Play it, Sam. Play it, Sam. I mean, Max.
Oh, just time for a quick commercial. Gotta be quick. Kids, if you want a rare treat, just tell Mom next time she limps up to the market for her to pick you up a great big box of goody and goodies, goody, goody, yummy, gummy, gooey, gooey gumdrops. And now, here's a word from our sponsor. Mr. Goody, will you kindly tell the children, in just one word, mind you, tell them in one word just how good goody and goodies, goody, goody, yummy, gummy, gooey, gooey gumdrops really are. Remember, one word.
Good.
First time I ever knowed that the word good was spelt with an M. Well, let's get on with another commercial. Folks, friends, do you lie awake at night and toss and turn and sweat and toss and turn until your whole body, from your dandruff clean down to your chilblains, becomes a seething mass of terrible pain? Does your gizzard go boom, boom? And your spleen and your esophagus shivers and quivers and jingles and jangles and sounds like this. Does it? Huh? Well, I'll tell you something. You ain't feeling too good.
Okay.
Yeah, I was about to veto that
really?
One, but it doesn't count because we let it go all the way to the end of this song track. So
I thought it was great in a really odd way.
What was it?
What was it?
Was that a famous character talking?
Right, it's like Yogi Bear,
or Quick Draw McGraw, or something. I don't know. It just someone was doing a bit there, a character, but I don't know.
Well.
Yeah, well, you mean that wasn't an actual bear talking?
Hold on, I need my glasses. Well, first off, it was a Disneyland record. Walt Disney Productions' The Mouse Factory presents Mickey and His Friends, And that particular track, 1, 2, 3, 4, was Goofy Commercials. So that was Goofy.
Goofy the dog. Oh, whoa. Okay. Goofy the dog. All right, well.
Huh. There you go.
I didn't know he had any solo records out.
Well, it's not a solo. This is Mickey and his friends.
Oh.
He also, yeah, anyway. That was great. I mean, although I don't know, like, little kids would, if little kids are have that sort of things going on.
What was the product that the commercial was for?
The goofy gumballs.
Oh, gum drops or gumballs.
Good.
Or yeah. Oh, my God.
I think it's great. Anyway.
Breath will sass and lie to a high school teacher. And I want to say this, kids, if you can't respect and obey a school teacher, you've had it. You're not gonna make it. For the day has come in America when it's gonna take character to hold a job. And most jobs are lost because of lack of attitude and a person unable to get along with his fellow employees. And that all starts in the home, respect for mother and dad. And don't ever forget it. You know where a lot of kids miss it? A lot of kids have got the idea that attention is popularity. If I can just attract attention. Now listen, I could walk out on this platform with just shorts on. Or better yet, with nothing on. And I would attract attention, but I wouldn't be popular. I'd even get my name in the paper. They might even put me in a little room with men running around with white coats asking me strange questions. You see, popularity is built upon achievement, and as a result of achievement, you are respected, and as a result of being respected, you are popular. You are never popular just because you attract attention. In fact, I was sitting in an office before school started. It's interesting to watch the characters come and go. One boy came in. You see, a teenager can be so sophisticated one moment and so extremely childish the other. This boy showed up in the doorway. Oh, you talk about good looking? Yeah. And if you don't think so, just hang around a little while and he'll tell you. And he kind of had the idea, you know, I'm not tardy. They just started school before I arrived, you know. And you could tell that he was a little bit bored with the idea he had been inconvenienced in having to come to the office first. But boy, he came in that office, you know, and he had the latest hairdo. Now, the latest hairdo, I saw a boy with his hair wrapped around his head, and he had it pushed out in the back, like, made his hair look like the west end of a duck going east, you know. Well, I wanted to go up to that boy and say, now, look at Junior, that went out 3 years ago, you know. That went out with the ark. But the latest is they get this hair all wrapped around their head, and it looks like an accident, but it was planned that way, you know. And after they get it all wrapped around their head, they look in the mirror and they go, boom, and they drop that lock of hair right down in front of their eyes, you know. Oh, boy. And the more hair you have blinding your vision, the better it is, you know. Well, there he was. The lady behind the desk said, why were you tardy? He says, I didn't hear the alarm.
Why did they get applause?
Much to say that stupid excuse.
I don't know. This guy's no good.
Well, I don't know. What did Hemorrhoid the leader say?
It's like the people at the family gathering that you don't want to have the microphone. This guy's got it.
And that voice. It's so high and nasal and very funny.
Now listen.
Boy, he looked in that mirror. Oh, you lucky dog.
Oh, you lucky dog.
This takes up the whole side, so we're not going to listen to like all 30 minutes of it without talking over it.
Betty got angry at me, and she said, I wouldn't marry you if you were the last man on earth. I said, I know you wouldn't, honey. You'd get killed.
Teens like one to talk with them, not at them.
So this guy is imparting his wisdom to teens. Is that what's happening here?
Yeah, he's from Detroit, Michigan. Okay. Don Looney. He has an impressive background of summer camp counseling.
That impresses
that, me. You know, that's good for making, you know, that's all you need to make an album. Be a kids camp counselor. Makes sense to me.
All right, well, okay. I'm sorry that I subjected you to that.
What?
Well, we don't have any teens listening, so there was really no point.
That How do
didn't
you know?
Go, didn't go anywhere. Teens don't listen to us.
You're so negative.
You are forgiven.
Okay, so the next one I chose in part because the album cover was really mutilated and it looks horrible, but the album itself is pretty good. But also, I want to see if either of you and probably both of you will know who the artists are.
Okay, so it's in good condition?
No, don't. Don't. You might want this album. Don't. Oh, don't. Oh, don't.
Okay. Don't mutilate it.
Don't mutilate it. He had his knife out. I don't know.
All right.
Play it, Sam. I mean, Max.
I didn't make that noise.
Yeah, well, I don't know what's happening.
I made that noise.
Oh. He's hitting himself with
too
his
far down.
Hitting himself with his microphone.
We can't hear it.
Oh.
So I gave you all the hints when we were off mic that the album is based on the drummer.
So it's a drummer's date, so to speak. The drummer's record.
Kinda.
Yeah.
It's focused on the drummer.
Okay. Ringo.
Are you just going to throw out famous drummers until
Ringo.
I, like, blink
no,
and
No,
say
the guy
it.
From Kiss. No. Okay, famous jazz drummer. I don't think it's Buddy Rich. Hemorrhoid maybe thinks it's Buddy Rich, or are we...
Hemorrhoid the leader.
Hemorrhoid the leader. Sorry.
Thank you, yes.
1,000 points for that.
Okay,
Any other drummers? I thought you guys knew
Art Blakey, Max Roach.
All the drummers that I can think of are more sophisticated than
me. Yeah, yeah. This is a little crude, but it swings. Yeah. Look at that. I was going to guess Gene Krupa.
You were, but you didn't. But. Well, so the question was once put squarely to Gene Krupa. What do you think of Buddy Rich? With no hesitation, Krupa replied, I think Buddy Rich is the greatest drummer in the world today, bar none. Can I make it more any more emphatic than that? Reverse the scene. Turn the tables. Put Buddy Rich on the spot with the same question. You want to know what I think of Gene Krupa, said Buddy Rich? Well, where do you begin? Gene Krupa was the beginning and the end of all jazz drummers. He's a great genius, a truly great genius of the drum.
It sounds kind of like an idiot is playing. It was a slap in the drum, like smiling.
Those are two really good drummers, though. But I wasn't getting Buddy Rich from this for some reason. I guess
we don't know which one this is.
Oh, are they alternating?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought maybe they were playing together.
Take the tape off when the thing's moving. Should I take it off?
Okay, now this is a fantastic band. Oscar Peterson, Dizzy Gillespie, Illinois Jacquette, Roy Eldridge, Ray Brown, Herb Ellis. I mean, oh my God, this is a jazz all-star record. Can I have this?
See, I told you not to mark it up.
Yeah, can I have it? Okay. That's a great one. That's a great one.
So who was that? That was Krupa.
Yeah, see, it didn't sound like Buddy Rich. So they're just going back, they're alternating. They're not like playing on the same songs then.
No, yeah. Although, yeah, I don't get this. I don't understand how they're doing
this.
There's
Buddy's Blues, and then there's Gene's Blues, so I assume one of them is Buddy Rich and the other is Gene Krupa.
Okay, well, there you go. Right.
Thanks for bringing this in.
It was a really crappy cover, peeled back.
Yeah.
But it holds some panoramic true hi-fi.
Is that what it says?
I shove it back in, yes.
Is that what it says, panoramic true?
Yeah, true hi-fi. I don't see
That's
a
fantastic.
Year. I don't see a year.
Oh, that was 62. Mm-hmm.
Shut up. All right. Well, there you go. That was the fun one for you, too. I know you both love... You like jazz, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
Who doesn't like jazz?
I know some people who don't like jazz.
Oh.
I know. Okay. What do we have next?
Oh, we've got the thing with the pink label. I just wanted to point out that usually we as highly skilled...
Oh.
What were you saying?
She just threw something at me.
Oh.
Okay. As highly trained and skilled DJs, we usually know how to cue up records so they come in at the right speed and they start on the right beat and all that. And we're just throwing that all out the window tonight. So don't think that we don't know how to really do this.
Somebody's 4 points.
Somebody's feeling a little...
Yeah, I don't want people to think, boy, they don't even know how to cue up records. I mean, you know.
I would like to know if anybody has thought that. If you have thought that, please call 650-941-2500. Well, but not if you're listening to the train on another channel.
Well, I mean, if you don't cue it up right, it sounds like this.
It's Long Beach Road.
I thought that sounds fine.
Dover. New Hampshire.
Let's try that again.
What do we... Is this something new? Or you just want to play a whole bunch of... Oh, wait.
Laconia.
This was not a good example because you're supposed to hear music going... when it comes up and it's a dude talking.
Overhead Heater Company.
You suck.
Everything's going wrong.
You suck.
Long Beach Road, Dover, New Hampshire. Gentlemen, we earnestly desire... that the new account which you have opened with us will result in many years of mutually satisfactory relations between us. We believe that through the many services offered to our customers...
Can you speed this up?
You will find...
that doing business... with us on a credit basis
is a decided convenience. The usual custom of rendering bills monthly will be followed.
Daffy Duck joined a bank.
On account being due during the month following the date.
I remember now what this what this is.
As a credit customer,
what are the pauses
you
about?
You will receive advanced notices.
The way he's
of special sales
talking
before
you can put it
they
back
are down. Announced to the general public.
We are looking forward to serving you in the
Matt's getting
future.
Funky.
He is really bringing it home in this last
in
hour.
The final hour. Max is bringing it home.
Commerce Corporation, Herbert Copeland.
The only thing that would make this better is if there were a lock grooving Copeland.
Oh, I just turned it off.
Herbert Copeland. Copeland. Herbert.
The frog Copeland. Is back.
It's like we're at the family gathering, and the kids are in
Atlantic
the basement
City.
With the turntable, and the parents went, and they're like, check it out.
Did you have any of that punch?
Investment Corporation.
What's in that?
Yeah. So this is stenographer.
New York.
This is like if you're going to be a stenographer, you take this record home and practice. That's why.
Gentlemen,
that's why the
people don't speak that.
We had the pleasure of a visit.
Yeah, but they're like what taking shorthand down or something, right?
During his stay,
on one of those stenography notebooks, right?
I guess
a list of securities.
How does that work?
Your customers.
The stenography notebook. Do you start from the middle and go to the outside, or do you start from the outside and go to the middle?
I don't know. Does that matter? I mean, why would you need to do it one certain way?
And we'll
some things have a technique.
Oh, okay.
The early
maybe
part,
being a stenographer.
Part.
It's like Thanksgiving, 1987.
Did you do this on Thanksgiving?
Yeah,
really?
For sure. Yes, right. They left you kids alone
in
with
the basement.
In the basement with the record player. You were doing that because you had seen Run DMC.
Got it.
Oh, so you'd want to scratch this thing? Yeah. Yeah, that's dictation booster.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Do they still do that? Probably not, huh?
Take dictation?
Yeah, no.
Nah.
Things
they just,
have
they
gone
just
by.
Use Siri to type
I know,
stuff.
I know.
Is this show
those
over
were
yet?
The days. What? You're not having fun? You're not enjoying this?
Yeah, cut the record.
All right, what's up next?
What's up next? More dance music.
Ooh.
River dance?
We'll see.
All right, it's KFJC, and we'll be here for 35 more, 36.
And 30 seconds.
More, yeah, exactly. According to the big clock on the wall. All right. Yep, more vinyl for
play
the
play it, Sam.
Yeah, all right, just stop it. I call veto.
You know, I knew that was coming.
Yeah, I bet you did. Yeah.
I had a feeling.
I can't.
Okay.
Do it.
Okay.
But I don't have anything better, so hold on just a minute.
Well, I have to tell you what it is. Right, it's from Minnie's dance record. Minnie Mouse.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that was Video Active. And I really wanted to play the first one because it was... I mean, I actually don't know what year this was, but it was Hey Mickey was the first song, and I'm sure it's not. All I can think of is, oh, Mickey, you're so fine, you blow my mind, Hey Mickey.
I thought this was like Flashdance or something. No,
it's Walt Disney Productions, yeah. Totally mini. It's great.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Fine. Okay, play yours.
All right. This is a refreshing alternative to what she was just playing there.
Mm-hmm. 1 point.
I would over it there.
I was going to get back to you, but I want to hear this.
Oh. So far away, doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? It would be so fine to see your face at my door. It doesn't help to know you're just time away. Long ago I reached for you and there you stood.
This is scratched AF, isn't it?
Okay, I had enough. Stop. Bye.
But you knew all the words.
Of course I did.
That was impressive.
Of course I did. That's my era. I can't believe I did that to her, but I did.
I think my older sister had this record, if I remember right. Because like everyone did, right?
I don't know. I didn't.
Oh. I think it's an older sister kind of record. I mean, I was listening to Frank Zappa, and she was listening to this, you know.
Oh, it's good stuff, man.
Yeah. So, all right. You're welcome.
Thank you. I don't know why I didn't let it go, because I think it was too scratched up. I would have kept singing, and that would have hurt everybody. I know what I wanted to play.
Okay.
Shoot. No, I'll play it later. I'll play this one. It's my turn.
Yeah, I know. More Disney?
No.
Ready to roll?
I'm really good at just dropping the needle and getting it in the right spot, unlike some people.
Are we in that much of a hurry to get the show over that we're just speeding everything
up? What is it with you? No, I wanted to get that track over with.
Okay. So that sounded like Bargain Basement Herb Alpert. So I'm guessing it's like the Baja Marimba Band or something like that.
The Mexican Shuffle.
The Living Brass.
The oh. Living Brass. Bold, brassy music a la Mexico. Sí.
So what song was that?
That, I have no idea.
Hmm.
That was, I don't know, Paloma? What was it?
Even in stereo.
That was in mono? Cool.
Yeah, so that's...
Anyway.
Cool. Yeah.
I know, not that exciting. Not as good as...
Herb so Alpert.
Far away.
Yeah, not as good
okay.
as...
Okay.
All right, well, here's a refreshing alternative to what we just heard.
Okay. Well, I'm excited to hear it.
Yeah, well, this is dance music, okay?
Okay.
Ready for dance music?
Pump it up.
Pump it up. Okay, here we go.
Pump up the volume.
Whoops, that's
Olé.
It.
Olé.
All right. Yeah, so...
What's happened over there, Hemorrhoid the Leader? Olé.
Well, olé.
Were you too busy dancing?
A peppy dance track, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, very peppy dance.
That was a very peppy dance track.
Oh.
I don't know.
This is actually a good record. I'd like to keep this one.
I won't fight you for it.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were supposed to throw these records out after the special is over.
I'm going to keep this one. This is a good one.
I'll throw out the Mexican shovel.
Any guesses as to who the artist
was? That was...
it's a female vocalist.
Yes. Barbara Streisand.
Charo.
You're both very close. What's halfway in between Barbara Streisand and Charo?
Oh, that is a very good question. Who would be halfway between Charo and Barbara Streisand? That would be...
Fergie.
Fergie.
Okay, how about if I name some other songs by this artist and you might be able to...
Sure.
Okay, Fever.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, wait.
Yeah. Really?
I'm thinking Saturday Night Free. I'm thinking Olivia Newton-John.
No, Fever. You give me fever. Dun, dun. Okay, how about Is That All There Is?
I know the songs. Hemorrhoid the Leader, do you know the person?
I'm so blank on this.
I'm blank.
But I am excited.
Shall I reveal?
Yes, I'm blanking on it too.
Peggy Lee.
Peggy Lee.
Yeah.
Halfway between Barbara Streisand and Shara.
Yeah.
You know, this record she needs, that's like how she's going to be known from here on in.
Right up there with Fergie. Yeah. Olé à la Lee. That's the name of this. And they're all sort of like these, you know, Latin fringe tinged.
Tinge what?
Songs.
When did that come out?
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm going to have to go get the record, the album cover.
69.
Peggy Lee.
Keep talking. I'll talk,
I don't know. When is? I have no idea when Peggy Lee was alive. Do you know?
I'm going to go, she was alive in 1969.
Okay. So what, but year was she singing?
No, that's too much granularity, but I think she might have been alive in 1960.
Okay, was she singing in the early 60s then? 62?
Right. Peggy Lee is like, what do you got?
Olé à la Lee. That looks old.
It doesn't say. You'll have to look on
Google. I like the dress.
Yeah, you have to look on a Toreador uniform here. You'll have to look it up online here. It doesn't. I don't see a date.
Huh.
I would say 60s for sure, though.
Okay. So my track that's coming up, this is another dance tune. I found this in the Goodwill in Sacramento, just so you know where I got it from. And part of the reason I got it is because... And I found multiple of these. It's actually a 45.
Mm.
Apparently, some dance studio got rid of all their 45s. And there's a whole set of instructions about dance moves to these songs on this album. I think it's really cool.
Legit dance moves.
Yeah, legit dance moves. I'll read them out after the track.
Shall we play?
Yes, please.
45, okay. Is that song named Goodbye Irene? Good Night Irene?
Good Night Irene,
Good
yes.
Good Night Irene. I recognize the melody, but who the hell would dance to this?
The dance says cue at 44 RPM.
44?
I don't know what it says. But the dance is the waltz. Sequence is intro ABABA ending.
I just slowed it down a little bit, so now instead of 45, it's at 44.
44. Well, there you go. See?
Much peppier.
It makes a difference. So, wait, back, maneuver, two right turn waltzes, DLW, forge, back, and then diamond turns.
Back,
and then waltz tail, forward waltz, forge, and back, maneuver, spin turn, DLW, BKSDCL. So,
what does any of that mean? DLW?
Whisk forward, contra. I don't know. This is a dance teacher stuff.
The down low wiggle.
No, it's great. I love that it's like this is another language. I don't know this language.
So, how many of these did you buy?
Three.
Oh, okay. And they're all different?
I think they're cool. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
There you go. That was Good Night Irene.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, I'm sure you thought so. Hi-hat, round dance records. I wonder if they ever have square dance records. Oh, Square dance.
Triangle dance.
I was kidding. I made a joke and I didn't even realize it. Anyway, so there you go. The things you find at thrift stores. And again, I thought of it especially for you, Max Level, because of your statement about how you love dancing.
Yeah.
Well, with these, you can learn how to dance. There you go. You'll be all set for.
Okay. I got another dance record queued up here.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. All right. Here we're going to. And I want you to pay strict attention to this because you're going to you're going to have to guess what it is.
Guess who?
What did I just do? Oh, there.
Boy, someone doesn't know how to cue.
Funky river dance.
No. This is making me really sad.
It's making me really sleepy.
It is kind of like a lullaby. Is that a mandolin?
Oh, of course.
Of course.
Is this the one?
Yeah, oh, okay. It's only halfway through. Like, it's so... you know what we can play?
We can be done with this one if you want.
To forget my feelings of love. Teardrop.
Jersey Girl is a master mixologist.
Rolling down on my face.
I mean, it kind of works.
Trying to forget my.
They're almost in the same key, but not quite.
Feelings of love. Feelings. For my life, I'll feel.
I just want to state for the record.
I think the track ended.
Oh, okay. I would like to mention that Winger is in the house.
Oh.
And his Sliver of Light program will be starting in about 15 minutes. And his musical knowledge is going to put us to shame, to absolute shame.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyone who really likes music and people who know what they're doing should stay tuned and listen to Winger coming up at 10 p.m. He is ransacking the library as we speak for exciting, troubling material to play for you till 2 a.m.
So okay. What was it that you played that we had to like mix with something else to make it palatable?
palatable. Yeah. Oh, that was the Baja Marimba Band. Yep. I think that was called A Spanish Rose. The Baja Marimba Band, again, sort of bargain basement, Herb Alpert. Tijuana Brass.
And then we had
Morris Albert.
Morris Albert with Feelings. All right, so I have a really short track here to kind of clean things up a little bit. Hopefully it is more upbeat. We'll see. Let's go. Okay, what style of music was that? That's an easy question for you.
That was film soundtrack funk.
Okay.
I was going to say open funk.
Open.
Okay.
Can I reveal? Or do we need to talk about this some more?
It was the Best of 1979 Marching Band.
I definitely heard the marching band sort of vibe there with the drums and stuff.
Limited edition corps style drill design. So it basically, it tells you what type of moves to do with the
like on that
music.
Other dance
kind
record.
Of the whole dance theme. Yeah. So there you go. I don't know which one that was because there's a bunch of stuff by J. Bob Cook, John Higgins, Will Rapp, Dan Ryder. They're apparently the experts in all this. So, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Who was this? This was, I don't know.
Not for sale.
Not for sale. Oh, it's not for sale.
And you bought it at a thrift store?
I did.
Criminal?
I did.
Criminal.
Aren't they the criminals for selling it? There's no...
Yeah, you're just a helpless consumer.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't know these rules.
Exactly. Right?
Yeah, you're innocent.
Thank you. In the court of KFJC law.
You're free to go.
I'm free to go. Okay.
I'm not free to go?
Nope.
No.
Maybe not.
Do we have... Well, you'll be free to go if you have another really long, slow track.
This is anything but long and slow. Check this.
Okay.
This.
We have some needs now.
Yeah. Lay it on me.
All right, check this one out.
Okay. You, just so you know, Hepburn the leader, you get a veto. Just so you know. I'm just letting you know. Not trying to give you any ideas.
I mean, this is some peppy action here.
Yes, so. Mein highest gate.
I'm trying to figure out what language.
Yasu is Greek.
Oh, really? Okay.
Wrong.
Yasu. What is Yasu? Yasu is a Greek restaurant.
She's not
this
singing about a restaurant. She's not singing about
a restaurant. I mean, I think it's occasionally sounds like German. It's Yiddish. It's the singing language.
It is. Connie Francis sings great Jewish songs.
Really?
Yeah.
Great Jewish song.
Yeah. Well, you know Connie Francis. I mean, she wouldn't sing anything but a great Jewish song, right?
Connie Francis decided to do that. Like, okay, yes, Hemmer the leader.
I was saluting Winger.
Oh, okay.
He's upstaged you.
Hi. I thought you wanted to answer the question. You raised your hand to
why,
answer the
why
question.
Why would Connie Francis?
Connie Francis, two first names.
Like Morris Albert, yes.
Connie Francis is like a woman and a man's first name, though. Right?
Like, no, because it could be Francis.
Which is the female equivalent of the male Francis, I.S.
Well, thanks for that translation there.
All right. This is... we're winding on down.
Do we have an 8-minute track we could put on to do?
I have the score.
Oh, are we time? Is it time for the score?
Right.
Do we really want to put on a long
track? No, I was just saying we could just finish the show by having one track for the last 8 minutes. But no, we probably don't want to do that.
Okay. All right.
Well, you got 50 points for that Connie Francis.
I did?
No.
Oh, well, who did?
Jersey Thanks. Girl.
It's my record. Doesn't matter, does it?
I'm the judge.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. I forget what I put. Oh, I was going to play that, but you could put it on.
We'll just put it on. We'll just let it run.
We could have that be the outro.
Yeah, just let it run.
I thought you were supposed to have to. Oh, what a really cool. Look at that.
Yeah, it's an etching on something.
Is that how it's done?
No,
like,
no.
Somebody just did that?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, it comes that way, but that tells you not to play that side.
Oh, so basically what we're looking at is one side of a 45 is etched with like music notation because it's blank, and the other side is what you're supposed to play, and Max is going to play that at some point. We're going to do that as the outro, I think. One more song. Can it be mine?
Yeah.
All right. I don't know what it is. I actually don't even know if it's a song. Track. We'll call it a track.
I don't even know if it's a song.
Track. Well, you can't assume. Could be noise. Do you call noise songs? No.
No.
Yeah.
You do?
I never call anything a song unless it's got singing.
I like to call it a tune. I like when it's harsh noise.
Our next number.
Number.
Our next number is going to be...
That's all right. Nice. All okay, right. Come on.
So this is going to be harsh noise?
I don't know what it's going to be. We're probably going to only play a bit of it so we can talk over it because we have to outro. We're running out of time!
Most seriously. And yet, sometimes, while practicing their devotions, they are apt to give vent to the funniest expressions. Take the case of the 3-year-old son of a famous motion picture producer on the West Coast. It was bedtime, and...
Come on, Benji. Time for your prayer.
All right, Daddy.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
My own little one gave me quite a jolt the other night when I was standing next to her bed while she was saying her prayers.
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.
Kay, honey, I can't hear you.
I'm not talking to you.
And
forgive us our trespasses.
And it took a 4-year-old to startle the pastor of his church when he was asked,
Sonny, do you say your prayers every night?
Oh, no. Sometimes I don't want anything.
The subject of immortality makes a deep impression on a child's mind.
Mommy, Mommy!
Yes?
Is it true that we all come from dust?
Yes, Linda.
And we all go back to dust?
Yes. After we're gone,
we all come from death and we go back to death.
No dust.
Why are you asking all these questions?
Well, I just come under my bed.
I like we come from
there,
death and we go back to death.
But I don't know if he was coming or going.
At Sunday school, during a discussion of Genesis, 5-year-old Charlotte made the following observation.
And there was this man called Adam. He had a wife.
Yeah, we might want to tune it out.
He lived in a big, beautiful garden called Eden.
So, that particular track, that's...
Until the servant came.
This is from the mouths of babes.
Another Sunday school for tiny tots.
So it's a whole bunch of... It's like pre... Or it's from a newspaper where they would talk about, you know, like... Kids say the darndest things.
Yeah.
Oh, you know who's...
Oh. It was really exciting. Out of the Mouths of Babes, compiled and edited by Sid Cooler and Snog. Where is Snog? His name is Snog. Snog, where is? Can you imagine being named Snog? No. What would be
he's
a great last...
After, he's named after kissing in England.
Exactly. Snog. Snog. I like that.
We have played some unfortunate...
Kermit the Snog.
Unfortunate musical selections tonight, I think.
And what are we playing now, Max? Very loudly.
It's Roger Miller's 7-inch called Pop...
Evolving? What is it?
Pop Record Evolving. It is a 7-inch... That is the sound of record surface noise, scratching and pops and clicks and all that kind of stuff. But they're not on the record itself. It's just a recording of those things. So it's kind of like a representation of snap, crackle, pop rather than being snap, crackle, pop. Although the more you play this, the more the surface noise builds up. And so then you have snap, crackle, pop on top of the snap, crackle, pop that's already in the grooves.
Very meta.
It's very meta, yeah. This is Roger Miller. He's a genius.
Like a fractal.
It's almost fractal, yeah.
By the way, I forgot. Before you say the score, I think you dropped this on the floor.
I'll just hold that for safekeeping.
I think he dropped that on the floor.
You can't slip the judge some money.
No, he dropped it. I'm sure it's his.
Did you also drop this 20?
Things are revolving around here.
I'm out of here.
Do you want the score?
I want the score.
You guys want to know?
Yes.
Max Level and Jersey Girl, and the snap, crackle, and pop final special, they came in neck and neck. Max Level 9,074.6.
Yes.
And Jersey Girl 9,117.3.
Woohoo! Well, it depends on whether a higher score is winning.
Yeah, that we don't know that.
We don't know that. So that's everyone will wonder. Okay, we're bringing it to the top of the hour.
Yeah, I'm moving out.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well, but Winter, we have to play a track. Is he coming? We're playing that one.
Yeah, we're playing this one.
Okay, thank you everyone for joining us.
Snap,
crackle, pop. Thank you, Hemorrhoid the Leader, for coming and serving as a very impartial judge. And
even though he likes Jersey Girl better.
No, I'm just better than you.
Yeah. I'm partial to neither.